All right, let's just do this. You're a little bit distracted, Chels.
I'm so distracted. I'm shaking.
Why are you shaking?
Because I was just in the pre-sale for Girls Aloud. I can't explain. I've got all the songs, Sound of the Underground, all of them in my head. And honestly, the ticky-tech or whatever it is you have to do, it keeps refreshing. But I just got tickets to see Girls Aloud.
Wow.
I'm so excited.
That's lovely.
I can't speak French. Oh, the funky music is going to be talking right the way to June 2024.
Wow. Have I got put up with this till then?
Yeah.
Wow.
I might even bring back some of the fashion moments. I think I've got one of those clippy belts with a butterfly somewhere.
Oh, you love that clippy belt with the butterfly, didn't
I
you?
I am.
Who rocked that? Which one of them?
That was Kimberly, I think.
Really?
And then Cheryl rocked a quiff quite a lot.
Yeah.
She loved a quiff.
Yeah, it was quite a bit of a quiff going on. I forgot about that. Yeah. Anyway, we digress because we're actually here to do this.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Yes, calm your excitement because it is time to bring you another episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast. Episode 52. Incredible. That was good. That was almost as excited as you sounded having got your Girls Aloud tickets. But not really. So, what's coming up in this episode?
There was Pringle panic across the whole of Kent, and that was just the beginning of the shocking snack news that you dropped this week.
There were a lot of changes in the world of crisps, let's just say that, and some revelations as well. It's not all bad. It's all shocking, though.
Would you say yes to an elf proposal?
Yeah, you seemed very, very wrapped up in the idea of this, but I do fear for your boyfriend.
There was a guinea pig celebrity that we definitely need to become besties with, though.
Yeah, you can have the guinea pig. I'll stay besties with an actual celebrity. They're kind of cute, but no, not for me.
But speaking of animals, if you want to adopt a pet, then a turtle's definitely the way forward.
Oh, totally. Totally, dude. We loved the animals, didn't we, on this episode?
We did.
Just realised we're very, very animal-friendly podcast. Anyway, it's coming up for you. Stand by all that and lots more in this episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast. It's entitled...
Elf Proposals, Pringles Panic and Bake Off Golden Buns.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Bad news. If you're a fan of sizzling steak what's-its, they are no more. Discontinued. Gone. Sizzling steak what's-its, out of here.
The thing I'm finding with these like snacks that are disappearing, I'm like mourning them twice. Because
you never knew they'd arrived.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
So I didn't even get to try it to know if I'm going to miss it or not.
Well, that's probably for the best. Is it better to have loved than lost or never loved at all? That's the big question when it comes to sizzling steak what's-its. But, I mean, whatever happens, you can't have them anymore.
No more.
So let's finish on an up note, though, and finally, everyone's eating Pringles wrong, according to someone on the internet, because you put them in your mouth so they kind of fit over your tongue.
Yeah.
So that the saddle shape is kind of riding your tongue like a horse. You know what I mean? It sits over, you lap it, all right?
Yeah.
No, don't do that, because you won't get the maximum flavour.
Okay.
Because Pringles are only flavoured on the top.
That's why you lick it.
Okay, is that why you lick it?
Yeah.
Okay, so but don't be uncouth and lick it, especially when there are people around. What you need to do is obviously turn the Pringle over and have it so that it's sat above your mouth. So when you crunch down, the majority of the flavour squishes down onto all your olfactory senses and you're taken away briefly.
Taken away to a place of crisp happiness.
Exactly. And then you burrow your way down to the bottom of that tube if no one's looking. So that's how you eat Pringles. You're eating them upside down. Thank you. That was Crisp News.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
And it's going to be a very busy time for Leybourn RSPCA. And this is where my Dr. Doolittle hat is coming on, because we're going to be talking all things animals, because Sarah and Claire managed to rescue 30 very, very pregnant guinea pigs.
Very pregnant?
Very, very pregnant. Wow. They were like ready to go. And now they've got an army of guinea pigs. They've got guinea pigs everywhere. It's like the biggest guinea pig sleepover you've ever seen. And they've had to stock up with greens and hay and make sure they're all comfy and having the best time before, obviously, people will adopt them and then give them a whole new life of loveliness. And I thought, well, if you're going to adopt a guinea pig or two, because, you know, they like to be in pairs.
Oh, do they?
I thought people would like to know some fun facts about them.
Right, let's find out. What do we need to know about guinea pigs? Should we want to take some of these ones off their hands at Leybourne?
Exactly. Well, they're active for 20 hours a day. So I thought, well, if you're trying to get fit over winter, they're your perfect motivator.
Yeah, that's worse than my kids.
Because your guinea pigs are go, go, go. So they'll be like, okay, you can't sack off the gym because they're doing it 20 hours a day. What's your excuse?
They're up before you. They get a bed after you. They're making you feel very inferior. Get down that gym. Get on the hamster wheel.
However, they are very busy. They're very social animals.
They?
So you need to book them 3 months in advance.
Okay, they're always out.
Calendars get booked up.
Out with their mates.
And they are quite noisy, but they have 11 specific noises.
They have 11 noises?
That they like to make. They're their favourites. Well-known ones are...
Well-known ones! Out of the 11.
Out of the 11.
There's well-known ones, everybody.
There are. Okay. You'll know this one.
Here they come.
You ready? Wee, wee. That's the famous one.
Okay, that's the famousest one. Yeah.
Then there's like a chutting, like a purr, like a...
A chutting purr?
Yeah, that's how it's described.
Are these words you're making up?
And that's when they're relaxed.
Right, okay. Are there any other famous ones?
They show their teeth when they want space. They'd always run away from me.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What has been talked about, chatted about, and WhatsApp this week?
Public notice from Pam. She would like to let everyone know that we need to slam the main door in the corridor section in order for it to close properly. Otherwise, it leaves an awful draft.
Oh, that's excellent. I'm going down Slammy Pammy.
Slammy Pammy.
That's what they call her. Old Slammy, here she is. They call her Slam behind her neck. Behind her back, yeah.
Forget Slam, slam Dunk, Slam Pam.
Slam Pam. Pam Dunk.
Kerry noticed a delivery man having a picnic in the post room the other day.
Okay.
He hadn't had a chance for a lunch break, so he was just sat on the floor in our post room eating his sandwiches.
Oh, well,
so
why not?
She went and sat with him, so he had someone to talk
to.
Oh,
that's made an uncomfortable situation even worse. Well done there. What a strange bunch living with you.
So odd.
Really?
Steve is doing a Doctor Who-themed stand-up gig on the weekend.
What?
And asked if any of us would like to go. I'm busy, so I can't make it.
That is just... What is going on there?
So many questions. I really
Doctor
hope he's a Dalek.
Theme stand up. No, he wouldn't be able to get up on the stage, would he, if he's a Dalek?
Cyberman, though.
Yeah, yeah, Cyberman, maybe. None of those things we were expecting. We've got Picnic Kerry, Cyberman Steve. And Slammy Pammy. Your neighbours. And here's the thing, everyone, is that they think Chelsea's the odd one. And they're right. Anyway, that's the update. Thanks for it. What a life you live. That was today's WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
And the festive season is well underway. We can't deny it anymore. And I noticed that it gets everybody all in their feels. They get all romantic and like, oh, I love you, and like sharing all the love everywhere.
I haven't felt that. That's weird.
And apparently, it's this time of year where the sales of engagement rings completely spike because everyone's like, oh, it's a good time to propose.
Yeah. And I don't want what else to get her, so...
No!
Might as well. It's cheaper than an iPad.
Well, yep. I mean, you know what? We never should... Like, diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Yeah,
and
right.
If your significant other is a particular Christmas fan, then this diamond is definitely going to be her best friend because there's now an Elf, as in Elf the movie, themed engagement ring.
What?
The band looks like a candy cane. It's got like red and white gems.
She'll love that.
It's an 18 carat yellow gold band. So I think she'll like that.
Yeah.
It's engraved with snowflakes on the inside to represent like Santa's grotto and where the elves live.
Yeah.
And it's worth £15,000.
Wow.
Which, I mean, is more than triple most people's salaries. But it does look very festive. It does kind of look like a little elfy thing on your ring. But what I would be saying is, because, you know, a lot of girls, they just want like a clean-cut diamond.
Right.
If I'm going to get a ring that looks like an elf, then I want it to be given to me by an elf.
Right.
So
okay.
If you're going to propose with an elf ring, I think you should get an elf costume as well. It's only fair.
Right, okay. Your boyfriend's listening, Merry Christmas, mate.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
So news from Bake Off. Then, where Paul Hollywood apparently has been causing chaos. This is according to Prue Leith, 83.
Oh, Prue's ratted him in.
She has ratted him in, as they say. says, the problem is, you know, they film in the summer. It's warm. Paul goes outside, strips off and lays in a hammock while the bakers are busy. Because, you know, they get a lot of time between their bits.
Yeah, it takes a while to bake a cake.
It doesn't take long to bake Paul Hollywood. She says if he goes into the sun for 20 minutes, he comes back 2 shades darker. And then the makeup people complain that he's changed colour. They just don't know what to do. He's like a chameleon. There's Paul. I just like the idea of him stripped off in a hammock while they're all busy sweating away. He's just there having the time
of
his life.
Stressed, trying to ice their cupcakes right and make sure they don't get soggy bottoms. Yeah. Meanwhile,
he's just getting golden buns.
KMFM Breakfast. Cracker Snack.
Time to play. Cracker Snack. Cracker Snack. Now, your job is to try and identify the snack that has been cracked and snacked upon by Chelsea Little, our expert snacky snack person. Now, you just got the noise to go on. That's all you got. So what do you think this is? It's a rollover. No one could get it last week. We've got some of the wrong guesses.
Yeah, we do. There was Space Raiders, Celery and Monster Munch. So we were going down the crisp route again.
Okay.
Is the current trend. Okay. But, you know, I mean, listen out for yourself.
Yeah.
I love this game. I'm having a great time having a little munch along. Yes. So
you've thought it through very well.
Honestly, this is the most genius plan ever, because the longer it takes you to guess, the more I get to snack.
Well, Chelsea, it's over to you.
Here's the crack. And here is the snack.
And we'll see if you can be a winner on Cracker Snack next. Cracker Snack!
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Shock horror. Another episode. This is becoming a whole season
of snack shocking sadness.
Yeah. Well, this time it's concerning Cadbury Roses.
Oh, no.
Someone's been on X, formerly Twitter, to say, imagine my sadness to open these Cadbury's Roses last night and have no hashtag tangy orange cream. So Cadbury replies, okay. Sorry about that. Now this is where the shocker really comes.
Oh no.
The tins are filled at random, so we have no control over the contents of individual tins. They're filled at random.
What? I thought there was like a professional chocolate picker that made sure there was a good proportion of like all your nice ones. Yeah. Otherwise, imagine getting a tin full of toffee pennies.
Exactly. I mean, they're not even in Cadbury Roses, but I get your point. The one you don't like, whatever the one is, imagine you could get a whole thing and they'd be like, sorry about that. It's random.
Oh.
What? This is Cadbury we're talking about. They're not some fly-by-nights. Going on?
They're just living on the edge. They're like, will you get a strawberry cream? Will you not? No one knows.
What are they doing there at the factory? They're just chucking them around the place, left, right, and centre. What are you playing at? You can't do random.
Imagine.
Random? That's how it's working.
What has the world come to?
And the people at the car factory putting on 2 or maybe 3 or maybe get 5 wheels on your car today. Hello. We're doing a random, shall we? It's not going to work, is it?
Gary and Chelsea. KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
Oh no, J-Lo and Ben Affleck, they've fallen out apparently, according to insiders.
You know,
they know everything, insiders. Because of poop. Yep.
What?
Well, no, Jen's got 8 dogs and a cat. And obviously they need
is a lot of poop.
Clearing. Ben doesn't do his fair share, apparently.
It's not picking up
his part of the deal, let's just say that. Who knew I was going to be saying that today?
I also can't imagine J-Lo doing that. It's a good honour.
Hey, don't be fooled by the rocks that she's got. She's just clearing up the plop.
KMFM Breakfast. Cracker Snack.
Okay, from the noise alone, Sandra Mason thinks it is a pink and white marshmallow slice.
Ooh, delicious, but incorrect.
Kevin in Ashford, who has answered this from last week because he was driving at the time and has sent it in by post, his answer. Is it a quaver?
Oh, nice guess, but no, incorrect.
That's Claire and Josh in Kings Hill. Is it a frazzle?
What a throwback. Incorrect.
Right, let's go to the lines then on Cracker Snack. Let's talk to Penny to head into work. Where are you off to?
I work at Port Lim Hotel and Reserve.
Oh, what a place.
Oh, do you get to see
all the animals all day long?
I do indeed, most of the time, yeah.
Do you know
we're so jealous.
What brilliant training, watching those animals being fed by the keepers.
That's how she
chowing down
sounds.
On... That gives you such good practice to learn about Chelsea's eating habits. How fabulous. This is almost
brilliant.
This is almost cheating, really.
It is. She's got an upper hand here.
Okay, well, Chelsea has snacked and cracked. What do you think she's snacking and cracking on?
I think she's actually snacking and cracking on a Snackerjack.
Snackerjack.
That's a really good guess. But incorrect, Penny!
All that time watching the chinchillas has come to nothing. Oh, Penny. Well, have a wonderful day. Give out love to the animals. What's your favourite animal?
I have to say it's got to be the lions.
Okay, well,
so majestic,
give them a friendly pat from us. Thank you very much for playing. Have a lovely day today. There goes another.
Thank you.
Lucky player on our game. It's going to be a rollover till next week. It's another week of Cracker Snack.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
This morning, I had to change my regular toilet cubicle. I have a favourite toilet cubicle I like to use in the morning. And the one I like to use it doesn't have an Elo roll in it, so I've had to go into a different one. And honestly, it's put me all out of sorts. I feel like I've started the day on the wrong foot. I don't really know how to bring it back from here because I'm going to need another wee in a minute, the amount of coffee I drink, and I'm going to have to pee in the wrong cubicle again.
Wow.
I just needed to get that off my chest.
Okay. And out of your bladder. Thank you for sharing with the group. You do know the microphones are on. This is a radio program. Are you aware of how this works?
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Today we're celebrating Turtle Adoption Day. It's a big one. You probably had it in your diary already. It's probably there on your phone.
Days.
Yeah. Turtle Adoption Day today. So, adopt a turtle. I guess is the idea behind it.
You have to be sensible. That's a big commitment. They live forever.
Do they?
They live so long.
Well, see, I was thinking about this, but then I saw Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was on telly at the weekend. Yeah. And, you know, they grow up. All right, they fight crime.
Yeah.
But they eat a lot of pizza. And pizza's expensive, yeah?
They're expensive to maintain.
I would have thought so. All that pizza. You got to buy them swords. They got a lot of swords going on.
What is it with their high expectations?
The eye masks, you know, in material alone. And plus, you got to like dye it in four different colours every time. So it's going to be a lot of work.
It's a lot of commitment maintaining them, dressing them, feeding them.
Yeah, yeah. And training them.
I was going to say, what about the training for the sword? You can't just give them one.
Oh, no, of course.
Set them loose.
No, they're qualified swordists. They're proper ninjas. So if you haven't got like a giant rat who can talk... to train them. I mean, maybe you think twice about adopting the turtle, but, you know...
Thought childminders were expensive when you've got a training rat.
No, exactly, but, you know, if you've got all those things in place, you know, if you've got a six-foot talking rat who knows ninja skills...
Yeah.
...and you've got swords and eye masks...
Yeah.
...and a lot of pizza...
You're sorted.
Today's the day, everyone.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
And love to give a positive start to the week. It's a Monday. Yeah. We all need an extra bit of a boost.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this kid doesn't need one, but it'll make us all feel better. He is 3 years old and is already a record holder.
Oh, well done, son.
3 years old and he's already in Guinness World Book of Records. His name's Hunter. Mm-hmm. He's just going about his day, having a little snacky snack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just being an awesome three-year-old. Next thing you know, it's barbecue beef-flavoured crisps, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Hula hoops, to be specific.
Mm-hmm.
Loved hula hoops because you put them all on your fingers, don't you, and have a little dance with them.
Oh, yeah, and eat them off as you go along, yeah. Oh,
so fun. To which point he grabs into the bag and pulls out a hula hoop that is 10 times the length of a normal one.
10 times the length?
6 inches was this hula hoop.
A 6-inch hula hoop?
Imagine the size of that. Imagine how exciting. That's a wand. That's not a hula hoop. That is a wand. It is a glove for your finger. And his mum was like, stop right now. And he was like, I want to nibble it. She was like, absolutely not. Are you nibbling that hula hoop?
No way.
6-inch barbecue beef flavour hula hoop.
Wow.
Imagine.
Wow.
I don't know if I'd be shocked. excited.
Oh, all of those things.
It's been an overwhelming surge of emotions, isn't it?
You imagine, you know, in 20 years' time, imagine Hunter in the club going, hey, you might recognise me. I'm the 6-inch hula hoop guy. No, come back. Where are you going?
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Now, last week, I told you that some fish and chip shops, it was revealed, don't actually use vinegar for their vinegar. They use a special mix, which is why it's so tricky sometimes to make them taste exactly the same at home when you just put normal vinegar on.
Outrageous.
Now, the thing with donuts is that as the base for many strawberry and raspberry jam fillings, they actually use applesauce.
What?
Says a baking insider. Some food brands use applesauce as the core ingredient in their raspberry jam recipe. With its natural sweetness and no pips, applesauce is widely used for its smooth and jammy texture. Many customers prefer the smoother consistency and don't like the pips and seeds and smaller grains that can get caught in your teeth in a traditional jam.
So we've been living a lie. We've been eating apple donuts all these this
apple
time.
Apple donuts all these this time. All of it.
Apple sauce.
I don't know which way is up anymore. What is going on?
What is going on? Give me the pips. At least I know what I'm eating. I can taste it. It's in the teeth. I know.
We want to be picking it out of our teeth. It's part of the joy.
Bring back pips.
What is going on with 2023?
Gary and Chelsea, KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
Some free therapy on a Monday morning. We call it the Monday Moan. But it's not negative. It's about getting things off your chest and out of your system. It's a positive experience all round. We have hundreds of happy customers. And here comes some more as we talk about this morning on the Monday Moan, shopping. Shopping fails, shopping trials and tribulations.
Morning to Stella in Chatham, who, after putting her trolley back, got in the car only to realise it wasn't her car and the owner was stood outside with his son staring at her. Stefan in Yolding bought himself some clothes and thought they were the business, but the following week saw Coronation Street's Les Battersby wearing the same gear, never wore them again.
Oh, that is great.
If there's a way to say that something's uncool,
write this down.
It's if
Les
Battersby
dressed inadvertently like a TV character. I'm writing that down for another day. Oh, that's joyful. Yeah.
Lindsay Ann in Ashford ordered some leggings and they only fitted one leg.
That's right, I've come as Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
And Charlotte in Chatham bought herself a new pair of shoes. She was really excited, threw her old ones away. But once she put her new ones on, she realised she'd been given two of the same foot.
Oh, no! She's still going around in circles in that shoe shop. Can't get home. Family are lost without her. They've had to cook their own tea and everything. Nightmare.
Kelly got in touch. She said she ordered 7 bags of bananas instead of 7 bananas.
Banana loaf, anyone?
So many bananas. Dawn bought a gift card with elephants on for Christmas. She was like, oh, that'd be really cute. Yeah. She didn't have her glasses on at the time. It turns out it was for a newborn baby. She's like, I don't know anyone pregnant.
Oh, well, it'll happen sooner or later. Just put it in the back of the cupboard. It'll be absolutely fine.
And Sarah in Rochester ordered slippers for her older kids. And when they turned up, they were toddler size.
Oh, no. Squeeze into those kids and look happy. Any more of your Monday moans relating to shopping? We definitely want to help you out and give you a bit of free therapy. You can get in touch.
And I feel like everyone's going to need to breathe when they hear Ashley's story. It's going to break your heart.
Oh, no.
She went out to the chippy. Asked for 2 nuggets and chips for the children.
Oh, lovely.
And just got 2 chicken nuggets with the chips rather than 2 portions of chicken nuggets and chips. Apparently, that's how they sell them.
Oh, you have to ask for the amount of nuggets you want very precisely.
Imagine. 582, please.
Yes, that was quite some order. Yes, well, this is the trouble with fish and chip shops. Love them as I do. Like, you'll go and you say, 2 cod and chips, please. And they always have to ask to clarify, is that 2 cod and 2 chips? Do you know what I mean?
They like specificity, don't they?
But it's always tricky, though, because if you say 2 cod and chips, does that mean 2 cod and 1 chips? Because for some people, that's what that will mean.
Maybe
2 cod and chips.
Maybe you need to flip it, like bop it, reverse it and go cod and chips times two.
Oh, yeah. So is that two times chips? Is that what you're saying?
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Ed Sheeran as well, jokingly, he was at a boxing fight, was challenging Lewis Capaldi to a bout. Oh, that would make a lot of money, that,
you
wouldn't it?
No, he'd get in the ring in his white fronts.
In his white fronts.
White, what are they called? Those white, big white pants that he wears. Yeah. Wide fronts.
Wide fronts.
Wide fronts.
White fronts.
Yeah. Yeah. He'd get in the ring with them and have a wrestle.
Who? Lewis?
Yeah. 100%.
Well, it was odd, and now you've made it really, really weird.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.